Hey, welcome to the More Than Money Podcast. This is Chris Burns. Hope you're having a fantastic week, and thanks for joining us. All right, if you never listen to anything else we do, this might be the show. This might be the one, because the number one reason that folks come sit down with our firm is to give them investment advice, and that's a huge part of what we do, and I'm passionate about that. I'm a nerd about that. Our team spends a lot of time thinking about how we work with people to help them invest, but just as important as that is the coaching element. It's not just the head knowledge. It's the coaching that gets you there long term. So this whole segment is about those two tensions in investing, the head knowledge to invest wisely, but also the coaching to follow through, and why both of those are indispensable. So if you're looking for a primer on investing and what it takes to be successful, this is the one for you. If you have any questions as you listen today, jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. Again, mylifeismore.com. And enjoy the show. Let me give you an analogy here. About, because I think it's literally the same thing, and I'll speak about myself for a second, because it sounds like I'm coming down hard on people saying, you know, are you in control of your finances, etc. Look at me, okay? Think about food for a minute. Food is the great Satan in my life. I could easily eat my feelings every day, right? Food is wonderful and glorious, and I have a hard time sticking to a healthy eating plan and exercising effectively, right? I've talked about this before. So when I think about food, there's two aspects to making sure that I win in the battle against food and the battle towards exercising and being healthy, which I fight hard, okay? The first is that I understand I have an intelligent design. Okay, that I have an intelligence around what I'm doing. So I have sat down with personal trainers, and I actually work with one right now that sits and works with me and with my kids to think about exercise. What's the best kind of exercise for us? How often should we be doing it? They talk about food. They literally sit and look at, these are the kind of foods you need to eat. This is what you need to avoid. I could sit and talk with you for 2 hours about food selection. And I understand it because I've done it so many times. Okay, that's a really important key thing, because if I didn't have that knowledge, then I'd be in trouble. All right. But if all I have is that knowledge, does that stop me from stopping at Chick-fil-A and getting a milkshake? No. I understand it. I could literally sit in the drive-thru as I'm waiting for the milkshake. I could sit and talk with you about why this is probably not a good decision. But guess what? I'm not a logical robot. I have an impulse and a desire to eat that milkshake, because ice cream is God's gift to humanity. And so I decide to go through that line, right? Even though I understand in my brain it's not a good idea. So the first thing is we have to have knowledge, but knowledge by itself, it isn't enough. And so some of you sit and you look at your investing world, and the problem is, one of the problems, you don't have knowledge, right? You go, I've never studied investing. That's not my expertise. And so the reason that this is not healthy right now, or the reason that I haven't looked at my 401k in 2 years or whatever it is because I don't have the knowledge. Well, yes, you need the knowledge, but knowledge by itself won't stop you from getting the milkshake. Knowledge by itself won't change in 2008 when the market drops, you deciding to pull out because the anxiety you feel is real and intense. Okay, knowledge is not everything. The second step is you've got to have coaching for success. I have to have. So the trainer that I work with, right, he taught me all this knowledge, but he also asks me every week before we work out, how's the eating going this week? And I tell him if I've been to Chick-fil-A getting that milkshake, and he holds me accountable to that, right? And then when we're working out, I have the knowledge of how to work out, but guess what? When I get tired, if I'm by myself, I probably stop. When I'm with him, he pushes me, and he pushes me, and he keeps me going down the path I need to. He pushes me past where I feel comfortable. I need that coaching. Even though I have the knowledge, the coaching gives me the follow-through. Friends, I don't care if it's finances, if it's eating, if it's struggling against addiction in your life, whatever that thing is, or if it's just trying to grow as a person and be a more effective leader or business person, whatever it is. it's not just about knowledge, even though that's critical. It's the combination of knowledge with coaching and accountability for success. That is what gets us to the finish line. That is what gives us real and tangible change. That is why I have a personal trainer I work with. That's why I have a business coach I'm working with. That's why I regularly ask friends to keep me accountable to things, because if it's just me, the knowledge is not going to be enough. Okay, the knowledge isn't enough. So when you look at your investing world, I want you to look at this for a minute. First of all, do you have the knowledge? Right? Behavioral economics teaches us one thing. It says that we're overconfident. We tend to believe we're smarter than we are. That's sometimes true about me. Is it true about you? Do you understand? Do you have a strategy for investing that's built on actual facts, actual research over time, or is it just the flavor of the week? Is it what you feel like doing? You might need a more intelligent design for your investments. You might need some knowledge brought into that picture. That is what we do. That's what my firm does, right? When someone comes and sits down with us, we have an investment discussion. A lot of people assume what we're going to do in that discussion is just tell them you need to put your money over here. What we actually do in that discussion is discuss the theory of investing and why we invest the way we do. And we talk about different theories and different things other people believe, because you've got to have some basis of knowledge here to know what you feel confident in. I do not want a whole army of investors that follow me just because I say it's a good idea. I want people that go, I know why I am doing this. I understand and feel confident, because that confidence is going to make a massive difference when the market drops. Right? The next time we hit a correction, it's not, and everything inside you emotionally is saying this does not feel okay. That knowledge in your head, the confidence that I remember there was a reason for this, it's not just because, that helps. It's not the whole deal, but it sure helps keep you on the right course, okay? So we give knowledge beyond just do this. We say, why do we think you should do this? We talk about it. All right? Some of you need that knowledge. You don't need to spend 30 hours in some class learning about it, but you need a basic introduction to why are we thinking this way? What impact are we hoping to have? Why do we do this instead of just picking random stocks? Why do we diversify and invest in the whole world of stocks instead of just picking five random ones, right? That's knowledge. It's basic intelligence. And I would say we have some of my firm. I'm so impressed with the people I work with, the advisors that I brought on, because they think so intelligently about investing, and there's so much research backing up what we do. It's exciting to talk with people about that. But if all we do is have it to ourselves and our clients don't understand it, it's going to be a problem. You have to have some grasp of why you're investing a certain way. All right. But again, knowledge by itself will fall apart. So let's talk about coaching. A lot of people think when they come and work with us that the whole point of the relationship is for us to give them knowledge about investing and to invest their money, okay, and to do well with it, and that's it. And they don't ever need to hear from us other than once a year to tell them everything's okay. That is a part of what we do, and it's critical. But the bigger piece, or just as important, especially over time, is the coaching piece. So I've shared this story before. I'm going to share it again. I remember so clearly because it's more recent than 2008. Let's think about 2008 for just a second. How did you, if you were investing in 2008, some of the young people listening right now were not, right? They hadn't had that experience. But many of you invested through 2008, and you did one of a few different responses. So be brutally honest with yourself right now. How did you respond in 2008? Okay, one of the responses was you did nothing. You just sat through it. And the reason is because you don't look at your statements. I've had 50 different people come in and tell me, almost like they feel bad. I said, well, how did you respond in 2008? And they said, I just didn't open my statements. And in the one sense, that was a much healthier response than other things you could do. Because staying with it, did it work for you? Yeah, it worked for you. Market's up over 320% since 2008. That worked for you. But on the other hand, just ignoring it or kind of pretending it doesn't exist can be detrimental long term. Right? So the second response some people had is, I pulled out. This was the most common response. I got out of the market. As it began to drop, it became so intense that I couldn't handle it anymore, and I got out. And I know in my mind, and most of them will say this, I know it wasn't a good decision because I sold all my holdings as they were on sale, right? You never want to do that. You never want to get rid of your stuff at the garage sale up the street because it's so cheap, right? It's not giving you the real value that those things have. And when they got out, when the market was dropping, they lost a ton of value. And then what's the even worse thing that happens is I stay out because I don't know when to get back. back in. So I get out as the market drops, and then I lose all this value, and then I stay out as it rebounds. I never participate in the rebound. By the time that I finally do get back in, it's way up again. So I got out and sold everything I had super cheap, and then when I got back in, everything was super expensive again because the market had come back up. That is just the double, it's two punches to the face. I remember when I was playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out as a kid, my favorite game, my brother always beat me, but there was the double punch, and I'm forgetting what this is called. Some of you video game people are going to make fun of me. It was a knockout punch, right? And that is what knocked so many people out in 2008. Was it wasn't just that they pulled out, it was that they stayed out. And here we are years later, they took years to get back in, they missed a lot of that growth. But even more recently, okay, the presidential election, I'll share this again because it's so recent. Everybody and their mother and their father and every media outlet on earth was saying the world was going to end if Donald Trump was elected president. Economically, the whole thing was going to blow up. Right. I remember very clearly, maybe you do, news coverage on the night of the election saying the whole world's going to pot. What are we going to do? S&P futures are down. It's bad. And I got numerous calls from clients that night saying, what are you going to do? How are we going to keep my money safe if we wake up in the morning and the market is tanking again? So real, honest anxiety. Don't ever let anyone say that anxiety isn't incredibly powerful. I think there's kind of a machismo sometimes, especially when I talk with couples, especially men, that they don't want to admit anxiety. Anxiety is real, and it's powerful, and it has a deep impact on how you make decisions. Okay, so people would call me in authentic anxiety, and I had to, in that moment, coach them, remind them of what we do. Listen, remember what we talked about. Remember why you're invested this way. Hey, if the market drops, it's actually not going to be the worst thing. You know why? Because first of all, we have you invested at a risk you can handle if the market goes down. If the market drops tomorrow, we already adjusted your risk where it's not going to wreck you. That's the first thing. The second thing is when the market drops, what are we going to do? We're actually going to do the opposite of bad behavior. We're going to buy more as it drops. We're going to purchase more as it's on sale so that when the rebound comes, we explode with growth. So we've already handled your risk, and now we are poised to take advantage of that drop. Friends, that is coaching in the moment. That's not just upfront giving you some intelligence about how you invest. And many of you right now sit and you don't have either of these things. You don't know why you're invested the way you are. Maybe it was on a whim, you picked it in the past. But even more importantly, perhaps you don't have anyone holding you accountable, coaching you towards your dreams, coaching you towards true success in the future. So when someone comes in to work with me, and whether you work with us or you work with another great planner, here is the key. The goal is not simply that you get some knowledge and we invest your money, okay? The goal is that you now have a coach standing beside you, pushing you towards that goal you have for the future, which is what you and I both need. We all need this. If you don't have this, pause right now. Jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. Get to know us. Listen to past shows. Ask questions. But if you're ready and you say, you know what? I don't have a grasp of where we're going. I don't know how to invest intelligently. And maybe most importantly, maybe you do have some of those things, but you go, I don't have a coach. When I see the Chick-fil-A, I'm pulling into that drive-thru and there's no one's going to stop me from getting the milkshake, right? I don't have somebody holding me accountable to help me reach what I desire. It's not just accountability for the sake of accountability. It's to help you reach the goals and the dreams, what you desire for yourself, what you desire for your family long term. If you don't have that, sign up for a free consultation in my office with me, Chris Burns, with one of our fantastic advisors to sit down and talk honestly about your situation and help us come alongside you and push you and coach you towards what you desire, not what we want, what you want for the future. Because I can't even begin to tell you that, again, it's not just about the head knowledge. As important as that is, and I'd put us up against anyone else in the country for creating really intelligent portfolios that will work over time. I'm a nerd about this stuff. I love that. But just as importantly, there's a true relationship. There's true coaching over time towards success. If you want that, again, it's mylifeismore.com.